I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Will the axe come back? That is the question. Jay Kokorowski of Rivals.com and Badger Blitz is going to be joining us. And, well, on the line now. Jake, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Doing well. Just ready to get ready for Thanksgiving and you know, some good food. And I know I got to hit the gym at least 2 to 3 times before I eat all that food. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I get it. I completely understand it. Hey, big weekend, not only for the Axe, but just to get into the Big Ten West Championship portion of things. So tell me about this Badger team, what you think their shot legitimately is at beating a good Minnesota team. Or is Minnesota, or have they been somewhat overrated?
I mean, I don't think they're overrated at all. I do think, obviously, you saw what happened where the victory earlier this month against Penn State at home, when the initial college football rankings came out, they were number 4. And for that matter, though, the Nittany Lions also shot themselves in the foot with 3 interceptions, and they had 2 really poor goal line situations where they're within the Gophers' 10-yard line and came away with 0 points. A couple of drives on that end, for that matter. I know one series for sure. They ran 3 running plays and a fade on 4th down to, I think, a receiver that was 5'8", 5'10", and it did not work out, obviously, for Penn State. But I think Wisconsin, I mean, there are going to be some interesting storylines and matchups that they're going to have to overcome. You saw against Purdue rack up 326 yards through the air, 220 against Nebraska, and you're right off the bat with that secondary with Wisconsin. You're also looking at 2,000-yard receivers they'll have to defend in Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson. So those 2,000-yard receivers, you have a quarterback that's thrown for nearly 2,700 yards and 26 touchdowns. And then for the front seven, on top of that, their run game, they have a 1,000-yard rusher in Rodney Smith and 2 other backs that can complement them. So it's going to be, you know, Wisconsin against these type of more spread-like teams. That's a huge matchup in the storyline. Can they, depending upon whatever happens with the weather elements, where it's supposed to be rainy or snowy, according to the last forecast I saw up in Minneapolis on Saturday, they have to defend against that. And for that matter, the other storyline on the flip side is going to be, can Wisconsin run the ball? They've gained at least over 300 yards the past 3 games after the bye week. They've seemed to figure things out there. Can they run on a defense that hasn't given up 200 rushing yards in a single contest yet?
So, look, I think Minnesota is a good team. They impressed me when they beat Penn State. I mean, that was a good win. They go on the road. They obviously get beat there in Iowa. The Badgers have had their ups and downs. But what do the Badgers possess that would be very difficult for Minnesota to stop?
I think it's the run game. I think it's the rejuvenated run game. You've seen Jonathan Taylor go over 200 yards the past 3 games. You've seen, I think, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but you see the offensive line. It's kind of solidified where you now have David Mormon in at left guard, Jason Erdman, a former right guard from the Slinger area, former walk-on, I should say, from Slinger, in at right guard. And it's kind of, you haven't seen a lot of guard rotation like you saw before that second bye week. So I think that run game really, I know I mentioned it before where Minnesota hasn't given up 200 yards rushing in the game yet, but the closest they've gotten to is Penn State where, you know, they averaged probably 6 to 7 yards per carry against with Penn State there. So I think the run game, Jonathan Taylor, they found some things. I think the advent of the resuscitation is the better term of the jet sweeps getting on the edge, and you've seen that work the past 3 games as well, especially last week, and even just some of those offensive wrinkles that Wisconsin utilized with a wildcat with Aaron Cruikshank, Garrick Roschick. I think for Wisconsin, that's going to be huge. And then on the flip side, I think this pass rush for defense, Zach Ball and Chris Orr, they didn't really necessarily get home to Purdue, but with them utilizing those short passes or trick plays. But I think this defense still has a lot of pass rush in them, and they'll need to get to Tanner Morgan. I think they'll get him to him at least a couple times. We'll see what the elements hold in terms of that rain and snow.
Yeah, that's the other thing is the rain and snow and being able to look. I don't think that it would be that big of an issue unless, of course, there's a ton of wind, and then wind can obviously change the game. And if so, I believe that that would dictate in favor of the Badgers, wouldn't you? With the run game being what it is.
Right, absolutely. And even just in the past game for Minnesota, if you remember in Columbus, now obviously it was raining, and I think you mentioned it, Bill, too, with the wind, but I think there's some horizontal rain at one point during that contest within Ohio Stadium. But really, in my opinion, it comes down to, you know, if those elements are, turns into a smash-mouth football game, it's going to be a battle in the trenches between those two opposing lines, and whoever controls that line of scrimmage will dictate the game. I think right now with how Wisconsin's playing on offense, I think they can control it. It's just going to be a matter of like how the defense for Wisconsin can adjust and what they need to do to clamp down on a Minnesota offense that's, you know, racking up yardage and scoring 35 points a game.
Let's just say they get the win and they go and face Ohio State again. Do you expect the outcome to be different or maybe just closer?
I think anything can go when you have that single game mentality. I mean, you could say Ohio State's going to, you know, can win 9 out of 10 times or 19 out of 20, whatever I say, but it only takes one time. And we know that, you know, that there's solid leadership of this Wisconsin team. You know, I really do wonder what, if they do make it to Indianapolis, just what will happen, because if you remember, like you mentioned before, the elements, Ohio State's passing game really was pretty much, you know, locked down for most of that first half, where there's a lot of that kind of, won't say inclement weather, but rainy, drought, you know, dreary weather where, you know, could be slippery, et cetera. And you saw maybe, you know, the Wisconsin bottle up that offense more. Now you're in, you know, Lucas Oil Stadium. It's turf, you know, pure turf. It's indoors. And so I wonder how much more efficient that Ohio State offense could be. And granted, you saw Penn State, you know, keep it relatively close last week. I think just with what would be on the line, I think it'd be a little bit closer, but that Ohio State team is really good on both sides of the ball with NFL talent. And Justin Fields, you know, is a dynamite quarterback. And, of course, we all saw what happened with Chase Young, you know, a few weeks back with 4 sacks. And just, you know, he cemented himself as he should be a Heisman finalist, in my opinion. And he's going to be a top 5 pick in the NFL draft.
I know you touched on it, and I want to go back to this. Tyler Johnson and what he's been able to accomplish this year with Tanner Morgan, that combination has been deadly. They've been able to put up some really big plays, 10 touchdowns on the season for Tyler Johnson. So let me ask you this. Do you just take that, their best receiver, away and then say beat us in other areas, or do you say give him his catches, just don't let him into the end zone?
It's interesting. Me and another reporter talked to Rashad Wild Goose, the sophomore cornerback for Wisconsin. He mentioned how Johnson can run great routes, and it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think there'll be some point where he's going to get a little bit of his, but it's hard because you can't take away necessarily, you know, you can take away Johnson, but then there's Rashad Bateman, who another 1,000-yard receiver. And, you know, on top of that, too, and like I said, that running game for Minnesota is so, yeah, it's competent, and you have a 1,000-yard rusher in Rodney Smith. So, you know, you take away Johnson, that's going to be good, but, you know, I'm not saying necessarily pick your poison type, but you have other weapons within that offense that makes it so much more dynamic than just, you know, like maybe some of the Wisconsin offenses back from 2013 or 2014 where really, you know, you saw, you know, a guy like Alex Erickson or Jared Aberderis being the lone receiving targets, you know, in terms of Wisconsin's case. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how defensive coordinator Jim Leonard devises a scheme and try, you know, how the secondary, who's a bit, you know, was a bit banged up, you know, with Fan Hicks, one of the starting corners, still questionable with a head injury. And, you know, you're wondering just how this defense is going to, you know, try to contain not just Johnson, but another big time receiver and a big time running back.
Jake, always good to chat with you, buddy. We'll talk later down the road. I'm hoping that we're talking about a Big Ten championship. We'll try to touch base then, okay?
Sounds great. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, buddy. You too. There you go. That's our buddy Jake Kokorowski, and you can find his stuff on Rivals.com and the Badger Blitz, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.